House Bill 1004, an act to require notice to schools if a student commits certain crimes.
House Bill 1004 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. What House Bill 1004 does is it notifies the chief executive officer of a school if any student enrolled in that school is adjudicated or convicted of committing, attempting to commit, or conspiring to commit murder, manslaughter, rape, aggravated assault, riot, robbery, burglary in the first or second degree, arson, kidnapping, felony, sexual contact is defined in 2222.7 and 2222.19. Any felony offense pursuant to Chapter 22-14 or any felony offense pursuant to 22-14A. What this does is it only the chief administrator of a school will be notified so that they can be aware of what's going on in another child's life. And I see it as a safety issue and would appreciate your vote for House Bill 1004. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. I'd have to agree with everything that Senator Hamm has said here today. These are crimes of violence. They're hideous crimes. They're Class A, Class B, and Felony 1 criminal offenses. And therefore, Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion?
Senator Moore moves.
I would waive the reading. Everybody should have a copy.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Discussion on the Moore motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Moore.
Thank you. Madam President, basically, all this amendment does is says that those students who are adjudicated, convicted, or receive a suspended imposition of any of these criminal acts would not be allowed to participate in extracurricular activities. I think this puts us into an area where we're more consistent with what we've been trying to do here in the past. Currently, state law mandates that these individuals be excluded from participating in extracurricular activities if they commit even a Class 1 misdemeanor as it relates to a controlled substance or marijuana. I think that the criminal offenses that are defined in this particular bill are even much more hideous than what's previously put into a state statute. I would therefore submit to you, the body, that it would be appropriate for us to say that these individuals are not going to participate in these types of activities if they're adjudicated, convicted, or receive a suspended imposition of any type for the crimes listed in this particular bill. I personally feel that maybe that's the road we should have taken earlier on, but we chose to eliminate those individuals on misdemeanor charges in many instances. This is criminal activity. This is felony activity, some of the worst felony activity that we could have. And one might say, well, gee whiz, if they're convicted or adjudicated of any of these crimes, they're not going to be in school again. And that's true, Madam Chairman and members of the body. They probably won't be in our school system again. But the point is this. What do we need this bill for if they're not going to be back in school? And I would submit to you that there is always the possibility that one of these hideous crimes could be committed, and they will be tried as an adult, most likely, and there is the possibility that they could receive a suspended imposition of sentence. I don't know if this is the type of individual we want participating in activities. I would therefore ask for your approval of this amendment as it relates to House Bill 1004. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Moore motion to amend House Bill 1004. Roll call has been requested. Is he supported?
Roll
Yes. Barely. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
No.
Brown? Dugard?
No.
DeHuey? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury? Everest?
No.
Greenfield? Hagen,
Hangey,
no. Ham, Hutmacher,
no.
Cleven,
no.
I'm sorry, Senator. Ketzel, Koskin,
no.
Madden,
no.
McCracken,
no.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson, Olson,
no.
Putnam,
no.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers, Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting, Senator Brown, Senator Duxbury, Senator Dux, Senator Munson. Senator Munson, Senator Staggers, Senator Staggers. Madam President, ayes 13, nays 19, excused 3.
The Moore motion has failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect and is declared lost. Further remarks on House Bill 1004. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1004. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Apa? Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Bogue? Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuey,
aye.
Dennard,
aye.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangey,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hutmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre, Senator McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson, Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers, Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting. Senator Munson?
Aye.
Senator Staggers?
Aye.
Senator Simmons? Senator Simmons? Madam President, ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
House Bill 1004 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.